Now, last week, Margaret was looking at a huge fire in Radwinter. What are you looking at this time?
Well, I'm sort of sticking in a way with a local Essex tragedy, but one that some good came out of.
Yeah.
So back we go to the 6th of December 1875, when 25 miles southeast off the coast of Harwich, there was an emigrant ship coming from Bremen to New York. Now, emigrant ships usually, by their very nature, were packed with people. And sadly, this ship struck a sandbank.
Right.
And no lifeboat was actually available at Harwich at the time. And so local ships went out to try and save people. And I believe a total of 65 people from the ship were actually brought ashore. But of course, many, many perished.
Yes.
And could not be saved. But it prompted a move for we must have a lifeboat for Harwich. So it did some good. Also, the story obviously generated huge amounts of publicity, and places like Southend also looked to their laurels and realised the necessity of having their own lifeboats available. And in fact, if you go to Walton on the Naze, there's a museum at Walton with what is claimed to be the lifeboat that was in the longest period of time it was used as a lifeboat. So it was in commission for something like 25 years, from about 1900 to 1925. And that was a lifeboat named the James Stevens.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. And what are you going to be looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to be going back to royalty, and I'm going to be looking at this time Queen Elizabeth I and her relationship with Essex.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.